Hi, I'm Pastor Phil Wyman from The Gathering in Salem, Massachusetts, and this is Journeys from the Land of Jah, Chapter 10, A Missional Tale. Flying Man rose early, and he was not quiet about it. The adventurer and his father were wakened by the sounds of strangely mumbled prayers spoken in a whispered shout, and Flying Man stomping around the room, which the visitors supposed was a clumsy attempt at dancing. As soon as Flying Man saw the travelers raise their heads, he shouted with excitement and declared the day to be a wonder-filled adventure with guaranteed miracles and grandiose things, which Jah would be doing at the miracle meeting. After breaking fast, together the three walked to the miracle meeting, which was being held at the prophet's house. Along the path, they encountered a balding, portly man standing on a short ladder, shouting at the sky. He cursed the clear day and the dusty streets of the city with official-sounding judgments and threats of divine retribution. "Why, it's been months since we've had any rain in Greater Faithville," Flying Man informed the adventurer. "And every day, for a whole month now, he's been standing on his ladder calling the weather to change. That's 'cause he has power from Jah to change the weather. The prophet told him so at one of the miracle meetings last year. Now you just watch. He'll curse away that old drought if he has to stand there every day for a year." The travelers looked at one another skeptically, but did not say anything, figuring that miracles, like beauty, are often in the eyes of the beholder. The prophet's house was in the main street in the center of town. Not on the main street, but in the main street. Not on the right side or on the left side, but square in the middle of the main street, as though the street was designed to drop off one at the doorstep of the prophet. The prophet's house was a squarish, monstrous, carpenter Gothic-styled white and gold wooden structure. It was exceedingly large, with multiple additions attached haphazardly, and unlike the rest of the city's buildings, needed no facade to appear grotesquely large. It was garishly decorated both inside and out. Large, swinging, saloon-style doors were propped wide open, and the entrance was large enough for 10 men to walk abreast. Inside the front doors was an enormous white and gold great room, where everyone in the city was able to gather for large events like the miracle meeting. The adventurers and Flying Man had arrived early, but of course, Flying Man was a zealous man, and religious zeal is often measured in minutes by an early arrival. Upon entering the wide saloon door portal, the three were met by ushers with large smiles and even larger teeth inside those gleaming white smiles, and they were being informed about the events of the miracle-filled day. Just then, a tall, thin man in a white suit wearing gold shoes walked up to the ushers to inquire how things were prepared for the day. The tall, thin man in the white suit and gold shoes acknowledged Flying Man and asked about his welfare. Flying Man spoke with a shaking tremble like a child in a toy store. "Prophet, these are my newfound friends. They are adventurers with a mission from Jah, traveling the land to share their dreams and visions." The tall, thin man with a white suit and the gold shoes looked at the visitors like a man considering a heifer at an auction and replied, "My dear friends with a mission from Jah, it is good to meet you." And he turned to walk away, but quickly turned back to ask, "In your city, do you speak other languages than that which we speak here in Greater Faithville?" "Well, I am a bard in my village, and I learned the language of the bards, which is an ancient tongue of great beauty," the adventurer replied. The prophet beamed with great joy. "I would love to introduce you to our people from the podium today, and if you would speak a few words in this tongue of the bards, we would be greatly honored," he said. This was agreed upon and set for the middle of the morning, and as the three found a place to sit near the podium in the great room, Flying Man trembled in his own skin with the thrill of the fortune. Why, this is Jaws' great favor on you, my friends. The prophet himself has invited you to speak from the podium. Flying Man thought that this was a miraculous sign from Jaw. The adventurers, on the other hand, were not as easily convinced and were still considering what to make of this unique town and its predisposition to miracles around every corner. Soon the crowds poured into the miracle meeting. It seemed the whole town had arrived and packed themselves into the prophet's house. Musicians played pa music, and singers with big voices belted out songs of praise to Jaw, which the town folk joined in, singing with hilarity. People danced, and people jumped up and down, and everybody sang with all their might. The visitors marveled at the wondrous zeal of the town and thought it admirable, and soon they were caught up in the singing as well. Then the meeting really broke into a pandemonium the adventurers did not expect. Someone called for the needy, the sick, and those who wanted to experience something powerful to come forward for a blessing. It seemed half the city crowded to the front. Soon others from the seats were rushing in to give blessings to the blessing-hungry people crowded in front. A lady from the side of the room called out loudly, proclaiming that she had loaves of bread which never run out. She began throwing them to people who reached in her direction. An enormous man, who wrestled his way to the front, declared he could grant power to wrestle and overcome demons, and with that rushed as swiftly as he could into the crowd with his arms spread wide and bowled over a section of hundreds of people. Another stood on the podium and announced the power of healing and a spit blessing, and began to spit on the crowd, who tried to outmaneuver one another to catch the spit on their clothing or faces. Those up front shouted for joy and shook with ecstatic anticipation, and the crowds remaining in the audience cheered uproariously. While all this and more was happening, the visitors had not noticed that Flying Man had disappeared, and suddenly he was on stage and shouted, "Jaw declares, ye shall rise up with wings like eagles, and he shall cause you to rise above your struggles." And with that, he ran to the edge of the podium and leaped high and out into the crowd. He seemed to hang there for a moment and suddenly crashed down into their upraised hands. Dozens fell under the impact, and a cheer, great cheer, rose from the room, and the fallen blessed writhed and wiggled like snakes in their screaming euphoria. Just when the pandemonium appeared to lull, a loud voice declared from the back of the room, "Rain! It's a miracle! Rain Man has called down the rain!" The crowds in the prophet's house hurriedly and in some kind of unorganized march, which looked as though it had been practiced, made their way outside and stood in the street, silently, staring into the sky, as a soft mist fell from the gray clouds. In the middle of the crowd, the balding, portly man they called Rain Man was standing on his short ladder, still yelling at the sky. Then a bolt of lightning shot across the gray day sky, followed by the loud snap of thunder, and the rain began to fall in sheets of large raindrops. Together, the city let out a great shout. They cheered and danced in the streets and carried Rain Man around on their shoulders, chanting praises to Jaw. Flying Man looked to the visitors and said calmly, "I told you it would be a day of miracles. Ain't this glorious?" The adventurer stroked his chin and wondered out loud, "But the Rain Man has been shouting at the sky for months. How do we know that he has brought this rain with his shouting?" "Well, it seems to me that it just don't matter. It's a miracle every time Jaw sends the rain." The adventurer and his father looked at each other with that humbled sense of having been schooled by simplicity, and had to nod their soggy heads in agreement while the city danced and cheered all around them. That's the end of Chapter 10, Journeys from the Land of Jaw, a Missional Tale.